Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is Easter Part 3 and is called It Is Finished. This comes from Matthew chapter 27, John chapters 18 and 19, and Luke chapter 23. I want to respect each listener's ages and levels of understanding, so I have adapted some of this for the needs of our audience. Please go back and read the scriptures yourselves to include what is appropriate for your family. Welcome back to our thrilling Easter journey. Last week, we were witnessing the heart-wrenching betrayal of Jesus. If you missed Easter Part 1 and 2, go back and listen so you see how we got where we are today. This week, we are picking up the story right where we left off, and you won't want to miss it. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to encourage each of you to grab your Bibles. Yes, your very own Bible, and read these verses sometime this week yourself or with your parents' help. There's something truly special about preparing our hearts for Easter by reading the words of the Bible with our friends and family. Now, let's continue our journey with Jesus together. The vibrant orange sun rose above the horizon, casting its warm glow as the religious leaders led Jesus like a prisoner. They were taking him to the governor, the leader named Pilate. The courtyard bustled with Roman soldiers, scribes, and curious onlookers. Pilate, a stern man, was sitting on a stone chair, his face etched with the weariness of ruling. Pilate summoned Jesus into the hall. The house inside was decorated with the fixtures of authority. Roman insignias, marble statues. Pilate, intrigued and perplexed, eyed Jesus with a mixture of suspicion and curiosity. Pilate leaned forward.
Well, are you? Are you the King of the Jews?
Jesus stood, calm and composed.
You have said so,
Jesus replied. Pilate's eyes widened in shock. He was caught off guard by Jesus' response. The chief priests and the elders kept accusing Jesus of things, and Jesus gave no answer. Pilate shook his head, baffled.
Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?
Pilate questioned him, but Jesus made no reply, to the great amazement of the governor. Pilate, thinking this didn't make sense, why were these religious leaders bringing Jesus to him? He decided to ask more questions.
Now, your own people, your chief priests, have handed you over to me. What is it you have done?
Jesus calmly spoke.
My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now, My kingdom is from another place.
So you are a king then?
Jesus answered.
You say that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth. And everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
What is truth?
Replied Pilate. With this, he stepped out again to the Jews gathered there. The crowd's chatter quieted to hear Pilate's announcement.
Now, I have found no basis for charge against him, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the King of the Jews, this Jesus?
Before the crowd could answer, Pilate was interrupted.
Excuse me, Governor. Your wife sends an urgent message.
He unfolded the note, which said, Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him. Maybe Pilate considered her words. If he was pondering them, he was quickly interrupted by the uproar. The crowd, who was encouraged by the religious leaders, shouted,
We want Barabbas! We want Barabbas! Barabbas!
Pilate, hearing the ferocious crowd, crumbled to their demands. As the Roman soldiers led Barabbas away, Pilate presented Jesus to the angry mob. Washing his hands before the crowd, Pilate announced,
I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility.
And so, the journey to Calvary commenced. Jesus carried the heavy cross and stumbled under its weight. The painful crown of thorns they cruelly placed upon his head was used to tease and mock him for being a king. They didn't believe he actually was the King of Kings. Step, step. Jesus walked, winding through the crowded streets, lined with curious onlookers. Amidst the crowd was a man named Simon. Simon was forced to help Jesus carry the cross.
You there,
the soldier pointed to Simon.
Help him carry the cross.
Jesus walked with Simon's help, carrying the heavy cross. Finally, they reached Golgotha, the place of the skull. At the top of the hill, Jesus was placed on the cross.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
The atmosphere, charged with tension, echoed with forgiveness. A divine act only Jesus could complete. Now, two other criminals were next to Jesus on the hill. One of them was cruel, mocking Jesus. But the other rebuked him, saying,
This man has done nothing wrong.
He gazed at Jesus and said,
Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom.
Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Onlookers, their hearts gripped by the unfolding drama, witnessed the profound love of Christ. A love that embraced the undeserving. A love that bore the weight of sin and shame. Listeners, that's us. That's you and me. He was bearing all of our sins, for you and me, for everyone. Jesus, bearing the sin of the world, spoke.
It is finished.
With that, He bowed his head and gave up his spirit. In the shadow of the cross, the earth trembled, and the temple veil, which showed separation between God and people, it tore in two. Darkness washed over the land, and when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that happened, they were terrified and exclaimed,
"Surely he was the Son of God."
The mission of redemption, salvation for you and for me, was completed on the cross. Remember, it's not always as it seems. Our story doesn't end at the cross, because 3 days later, well, let's save that for our next episode. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. When Jesus died on the cross, we heard the earth shook. And what did it say tore? Say it out loud.
The curtain. Veil.
Yes. Some of you were with us when we did our Solomon series. Remember when Solomon hung that beautiful, thick purple veil in the temple? It separated the priests from the presence of God. This special veil reminded God's people that there was a separation between him and people. This is the veil that tore. God is showing us that through his loving plan to send his only son, Jesus, to rescue us, we no longer have a veil, a barrier between us and him. Now, did Jesus choose to do what he did?
Yeah.
Yes. I always want you to remember that the Bible tells us this was part of God's plan. There were no mistakes, no surprises. Jesus chose to lay down his life, and by doing so, Jesus took the weight of every sin, past, present, and future. Humanity's rebellion was placed upon his shoulders, showing the depth of his commitment to save a fallen world. In the Old Testament, you hear about a sacrificial system with rituals and animal offerings. Well, that's no longer needed because it found fulfillment in Jesus, the Lamb of God. His loving, perfect sacrifice redeemed us, connecting us to God and ushering in an era of grace. Boys and girls listening, understand that through Jesus' sacrifice, you, point to yourself, yes, you are loved beyond measure. The transformative power of Jesus' death reaches into the very bottom of our hearts, bringing healing and renewal. As you grow, you'll begin to understand this profound truth even more. May it inspire gratitude and love for Jesus, and may you desire to follow him all the days of your life. Well, that is it for today's story. Join us next week as we explore the resurrection. I told you it's not always as it seems. Until then, know that the story isn't over. It's just getting started. I would also like to thank our newest Patreon supporters and donations for providing this to families who say they listen just about every day, that their kids are remembering what they hear, and it's helping their hearts love Jesus. You are playing a critical role in this because we can't do it without you. So thank you to Aomide, Aiden, and Emmanuel, who said they learn a lot with the stories and are grateful for the teachings and reflection. They enjoy listening on their way to school. Thanks to Amanda R., Liz S., thank you to this community that supports us and allows us to do this podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast and would like to support it, you can give a one-time donation or join our Patreon page where you will receive fun bonus content for the episodes. You can even try a free 7-day trial on any of the Patreon tiers. And if you wish, you can pay for the year in advance and get a discount. For either option, go to kbspodcast.com and click bonus content. The link is also in today's show notes. We are so grateful for all of you. Thanks again, and as always, bye for now.